This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Anytime, hilarious D.
Yo, bravo, tip of pay. Cause it's as easy as pie to get paid.
Hilarious D, the line is bravo, tip or pay, the cashless way, and it's safe, simple, and secure to send money every day.
Okay, bravo, tip or pay. It's as simple as popping a pimple. Yo.
Okay, this is not working. Marge, is J-Rob the Chief still in studio? Send him in.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy J-Rob the Chief, and I'm rocking with Bravo. You can tip or pay the cashless way. It helps my fans send me a few dimes so I can keep making these lovely rhymes for y'all. To get started, as easy as 1, 2, 3, and if you receive money, it's always free. So join the Bravo squad like we all have done. You'll be part of the tipping and paying fun. Chief squad to the day.
Okay, that's a wrap.
Just go to trybravo.com if you want and need a simple and safe way to tip, pay, or donate money to a friend, musician, your dog groomer, or even a church. They'll get the full amount in their bank account with only a small fee to you. Trybravo.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, it's because of the fact that we... You all right, Orly?
Yeah, I hit my hand on the fan that's running.
That's not a fan. That's the...
Oh.
You hit the gumball machine behind you.
Oh.
You're not sure that it's been there?
I don't know what it was.
Well, like any good radio show, we like to talk fast food. Isn't fast food great?
I look so pale.
That's because of your shirt and your color on your Ustream. We've been fighting your Ustream feed all night.
I gotta fix my mic. It was in the way when I was taking selfies right now.
You literally took 25 minutes before the show of taking selfies. That's the reason why we're actually 3 minutes late.
Well,
two minutes late.
I figured out if you take the perfect selfie, because I use them for Facebook and Twitter and everything, and the better the selfie, the more listeners that tune in.
The better the selfie, the more listeners.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we love doing it here, even though we're talk radio. We're going to throw down right here for you. Right now, it's 33 minutes after the hour. If you're traveling in the downtown area of Phoenix, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, watch out. There's a turkey on the loose on the 10. But what else are you thinking about right now as you sit around your home listening to this show? You're thinking about food. So we're going to talk about food. Orly, don't you want to talk about a little bit of food?
Oh, I love talking about food.
Who doesn't like talking about food?
I was waiting to see if Lip said anything.
Lip wasn't going to say anything. Lip, would you say anything?
Tacos.
There you go. All right, boys. MSN Food and Drink from the Fiscal Times released the top 25 best fast food restaurants. And I want to kind of go down the list to see if we agree. Now, some of these restaurants are not available in the Phoenix area, so we're going to have to skip over a few. But at number 24, actually number 25, didn't I say 25? At number 25 is one that we probably don't know, Penn Station East Coast Subs. Anybody familiar with that?
No.
Never heard
of it. It's on the East Coast.
It's on the
Penn East Coast. Penn as in like Penn State?
Pennsylvania, I believe.
Oh.
Isn't that the same thing?
I think so.
All right. Number 24, Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Eh.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Really? Have you had it?
Yeah.
It's bagel.
Yeah. They have bagel sandwiches.
Don't bagels start at like 1,200 calories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like a sandwich to be, I consider fast food, it has to be greasy and drippy and.
All right. Well, this next one coming in at number 23, Culver's.
Never had it.
Never had Culver's.
I pass by it all the time, but I've never had it.
You gotta, it's a little expensive.
Is it?
Yeah, its prices are comparable to like
Carl's Jr.,
Red Robin.
Oh,
Red Robin.
And Red Robin is a sit-down restaurant, not considered fast food.
Yeah.
And I think Culver's is a little expensive.
No dollar menu.
Hey, Lady K. No dollar menu. No dollar menu, unfortunately. But Culver's is coming in at number 23. Number 22 is really interesting because I don't consider it a fast food restaurant, but it did make the list. Cinnabon.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't consider it fast food. Maybe it's just because all fat people like it. And most fat people like.
And we do. And we do. Now, here's the thing. I only know of two Cinnabons in the entire city, in the metropolitan tri-state.
I haven't even been to one.
Never? There's one at Park Central Mall near downtown Phoenix, for all of those that are here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one on Bell Road and 17th Avenue. Very obscure. Really out of place right there because it shares a parking lot with a Discount Tire.
There was one on my way to California, like the Arizona-California border. I think it was still Arizona, but it was a Shell station, I believe.
And there was
and
one
it had
there?
A Subway and a Cinnabon inside of it. And the lady was running both of them.
It is a Cinnabon, for those that don't have Cinnabons. Cinnabons are basically like your cinnamon roll. It's instant diabetes.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Number 21, Jason's Deli. That is available here in Arizona.
Has I think I've had it once.
Never had it.
I've never had it.
Goes to show, wasn't that great?
I've never had it. You don't remember?
Yeah, and I never went back.
When I think of Jason's Deli, because of the place that I go to every day that I don't want to go to, they have catering from Jason's Deli often. So I think of Jason's Deli as like a catering place. I don't think of it as a fast food. Yeah, I don't.
And you've never tried it when they bring it in?
No, because it's all sandwiches. It's all in the sandwiches. Let's see, 20, McAllister's Deli.
Never heard of it.
It's not out here. This one, actually the previous Orly, also known as Jake Woods. We went to this place and tried it because Jake was a huge champion for Five Guys Burgers and Fries. They come in at number 19.
It's pretty good. I still like it.
Eating there.
So I don't think it was all that great. It was okay, but it was a little confusing. It almost has In-N-Out-esque type ordering process. Yeah. A lot of secret stuff that you don't really know is there. I mean, just give me a freaking burger and fries, bro.
And put it on your menu.
And put it on your menu and let me eat it and walk the hell out. That's all I'm looking for. I didn't come in there for nothing else. This music has really just got me stuck and doing Smooth Nights. DJ Blaze coming at you now.
DJ Blaze.
Making all your ears feel good. All right, number 18, Panera Bread.
I've never had it. I've seen it.
It's here. I don't think that's a fast food place, honest to me. It's a little higher end, in my opinion, price-wise.
Once again, no dollar menu.
And a lot, no dollar menu, and more healthier options than anything else. Mm. The Cinnabon Delights from Taco Bell from Lady K off the Twitter. Cinnabon Delights from Taco Bell. I've never had the Cinnabon Delights from Taco Bell. Do we even have those out here?
I don't know. So they're an actual the Cinnabon.
Is that the little churro stick, Lady K? Tweet me back and say, is that the little churro stick that they
send them a picture?
She's good at that. Number 17, Starbucks Coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
I love coffee. I love Starbucks. I'm one of those apologists. I'm a Starbucks guy. I'm sorry.
Starbucks girl.
Number 16, Sarku, Japan, an Asian eatery. It's not out here. We don't have it. Here's one. 15, Quiznos.
I like Quiznos. Toasted subs.
I've had it once, I think.
I'm not down on toasted sandwiches. No.
Chiba Hut?
Never been there. That's one of the reasons why I don't do Quiznos, because I don't want I don't like biting into a hard bread.
Yeah, I like soft bread, but the way it's toasted, it's perfect. It's not too hard. It's good.
The last time I had Quiznos, which was many, 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 many years ago,
Many moons ago,
it tore up the top of my mouth.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy it.
Because you got a weak palate
top. You don't have a palate on top.
He has a tough mouth.
I have a tough mouth.
No, but Chiba Hut, best part about it,
yeah.
You got to try Chiba Hut. They have Kool-Aid dispenser.
Oh, I'm out. I'm not going to that. I'm not going to any place that has Kool-Aid. Isn't that where the blacks go?
And where you press the ice, there's a picture of Ice Cube.
Shut the front
door. How awesome is that?
That's what I'm talking about. So you're actually getting ice out of Ice Cube.
There you go.
Is it Negro ice? Does the ice come out black?
Yeah, that's offensive. You probably want to go somewhere else.
Please send your complaints to D-Tay at Full Court. Number 14, Smash Burger.
I've had it. They literally smash the burgers. They use the press.
It is one of the best ways that I think a burger can be prepared on a flat top.
Because you don't have to open
your
mouth.
I feel like it squeezes out all the juices out of it.
No, it's about the crust. It's not going to be thick burger, the juicy burger that you're looking for. It's the crust of the burger. I think I love Smash Burger, but it's pretty expensive, I think, for a burger place. And Lady K back off Twitter says, no, they are balls of deep.
Oh, she likes balls, huh?
She likes deep fried baldos with cream in the middle with cinnamon sugar
some cream
on the outside.
Corey's going to get them right after the show.
Nah, what do you mean going to get them?
You got some creamy balls?
Lady K, I already am your deep fried dough cream filled cinnamon sugar coated ball. That's what they are. So they're not the little cinnamon
churro
thing.
Stick
thing. Number 13, Charlie's Grilled Subs.
Charlie's in the mall. Yeah, it's good.
Are they here?
Yeah, they have one Fiesta Mall.
I've never tried it. Papa Murphy's Take and Bake.
I love Papa Murphy's.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand going to a pizza place and having to cook the food.
Well, it's like,
it's frozen
it
pizza.
Own. It's not.
No, they're not frozen. They make them fresh in front. They have just the dough, and then they pull out the dough, and then they put all your toppings on it, whatever you want.
And then you still got to go home.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
And
it's
finish
good.
It.
It's not like a Walmart frozen or a Costco frozen. And they even have a stuffed crust that's full. Man. It's basically like a pie.
It's like a pie, double full crust.
Oh, dude.
There's one up the street from my house. I might try it this weekend.
Well, how about you get it next Thursday?
Lady K is killing me on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Next Thursday?
Yeah, and then just cook it and we'll have
maybe some so. With you. Well, maybe so. But fat people can't lose weight anymore, and that's been proven by the Biggest Loser. Number 11, Pete's Coffee and Tea.
Never had it.
I've had it. It's expensive. It ain't worth it. It's useless warm brown water. It is trying to rival Starbucks, and they are failing successfully. It's on the campus of GCU, okay? And they are just gobbling up all of these corporate locations, and they are not as great as they say that they are. It's overpriced, it's overworked, it's over brewed coffee, and the coffee beans are mistreated. They're not getting the full flavor out of there. It's a chemical. So take some Starbucks coffee, pour half of it out for your homies, put in a little bit of peroxide, mix it up, and you've got Pete's Coffee.
Jeez, what'd they do to you? They got your chonies in a
not
bunch.
Not a fan. Wow. Maybe.
How much money have you spent
I'm a coffee snob. I'm sorry. Pete's, you fail. And Dutch Brothers, even though y'all follow us on Instagram, your coffee, all right. I just don't like waiting in lines to get it.
You wait at Starbucks.
But at least they have two lines.
They do have two lines, and you wait in your car. But when you're driving a beat-up old truck like me and one of your fans on your engine is out, your car overheats sitting and waiting in line. Number 11, Polo Tropical.
Never heard of it.
Not out here. Blimpie's American Sub Shop.
I've heard seen it, never
them.
Tasted it.
I don't know if I've had them.
They put mustard on everything. They put mustard on your plate, your napkins. They smear it on your face.
Then you're out, right?
Everything is covered in mustard.
Well, you see now he reacted
to the hot dog.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well. Number 8, Corner Bakery Cafe. Nope, I don't think it's out here. Godfather's Pizza. Is that even still around?
I heard Godfather's. Is it a place that had cheesesteaks, like Chandler or something? Everybody said, no, it's Forefathers. Never mind.
I don't know. Godfather's Pizza is the big pizza. There's a big story behind Godfather's Pizza. I don't know what it is. Number 6, Krispy Kreme Donuts.
I don't care for them. People throw a big deal over my...
It's fast food.
It's a donut.
It's donuts. Yeah.
What do you think? How do you think I stand on Krispy Kreme donuts, Orly, being a fat guy?
I think you don't like them.
I said being a fat guy. You read me as being me, and you're right. It's the most... They leave the worst mouthfeel ever from a donut. I mean, I understand that you want to have a crispy donut or you want to have a creamy donut and the sugar coating over it, the cascading of the sugar on top of the donut. I understand that. But the after mouth feel is disturbing to me. And I'm sure, and it's a good donut when you eat it. It's the after feel. And I guess the whole shtick about Krispy Kreme is that they're warm.
Okay.
And I understand that, but I feel the same. I just feel that they're like overpriced donuts. They're overpriced, you know, gas station donuts to me.
Okay, speaking on a donut note.
But I don't like glazed donuts either.
Have you had the fractured prune?
I have not.
Have you heard of it?
I've already had diarrhea this week.
No. Okay, the fractured prune's at the place where the hockey plays. What's that area called? Westgate?
Okay.
Dude. They drop it in the oil right in front of you. They put all the toppings right in front of you. You got
to
try it.
Might have to put that on the list to try. Oh. Absolutely.
I've heard about them when they first started their business.
They're popping up all over around.
They were huge. They were huge when they first come out. Number 5, Payway Asian Diner.
Had it once.
Never had it.
It's all right.
I think it's overrated.
It's like Panda, right?
It's a shinier version of Panda Express. Right. Yeah. Number 4, Smoothie King.
Nope.
Never
know. Number 3, Rubio's Mexican. We have a couple of them out here, but I've never been to them.
I don't consider it Mexican. It's like Chipotle.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a fancier, prettier, shined up Taco Bell. You know, it's not.
There's got to be cockroaches crawling in Mexican restaurant.
The one thing that's so big about this list is that these are all a lot of franchises, and franchises are being blown out of the water by a lot of the mom and pop shops that are popping up all over. It's hard for them to compete, but they're just going on the fact that they have staying power, or they're going off the historical aspect of being a business, and they're not putting out a product that's worth it, because any of these that we've named so far, I can find you a mom and pop shop that trumps them by 1,000 points.
I believe you.
Thank you, Orly. Number two, Chick-fil-A.
Nope, don't care for it.
Chick-fil-A is...
Chicken sandwiches.
You know what? It's not a bad chicken sandwich, and that lemonade is thebomb.com.
It is good.
But I was turned on to Chick-fil-A by our radio partner, D-Tay. Daniel Taylor, Full Court Press Radio, he turned me on to Chick-fil-A. The only thing is, I can't get a chicken sandwich on Sunday.
Exactly.
And I can't go in there with my boyfriend.
Exactly.
And
they say have a blessed day when you leave.
Yeah. My day was blessed before I walked in here. Why I got to be blessed after I leave, Chick-fil-A?
You might have a stroke.
Is God in your chicken?
Yeah, heart attack.
Ain't that more Hindu than it is Christian?
Can I have the God chicken sandwich and the order of God fries and a God... Darn Pepsi.
You have a blessed day. Nah, you have a blessed day. And number one, guess what the number one place is? Flippus, have your finger on that button.
McDonald's.
McDonald's is not the number one place. Flippus, you got to guess for the number one.
Burger King.
Burger King is not the number one top 25 best fast food restaurants in 2016.
The box
is not. Jack, it did not make the list at all. The number one place, and Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio will be very happy to hear this. The number one spot on the top 25 fast food restaurants of 2016 is the worst menu ordering process restaurant ever. In-N-Out Burger. They suck.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Millions of Americans are going to be throwing Cinco de Mayo parties, okay? But let's face it, with the economy in rough shape, most people are on kind of a tight budget. So here with some money-saving, do-it-yourself Cinco de Mayo tips is once again our prop master, Bill Tull. Bill.
Take a box of Fruit Loops, hit it with a baseball bat. Boom, piñata.
It's not a piñata. Here's Bill with another tip.
Take an umbrella, rip off the handle. Boom, sombrero.
Sombrero. Here's another one.
Take an empty tin can, fill it with old baby teeth, boom, maraca.
That's terrible. That's another one.
Ask your gardener to come inside for a minute, tell him he's fired, boom, Mexican independence.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. And now from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the In-Car AHA radio app, and always on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter, Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, all one word, Fat Guy Radio Show. And we thank you so much for joining us today. Today's show is brought to you by the new sponsor to the B2B Radio Network. We introduced you to them last week. We're here to tell you about them one more time. And we're talking about the Bravo Tip or Pay app. The Bravo Tip or Pay app provides a unique solution to artists and service professionals who often miss out on tips. Most people no longer carry cash, and paying those high ATM fees, they add up. The Bravo Tip or Pay app is free, simple, and seamless. As easy as 1, 2, 3. Download the Bravo Tip or Pay app today through the special banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Download the Bravo Tip or Pay app, build your account, and discover the new safe, secure, and simple way to tip or pay. Try Bravo today at TryBravo.com, and we officially welcome them once again to the Shody Woe Woe Woe. Well, well, boys, welcome to the show. Another fun-filled Fat Guy Radio show.
It's always yes. fun-filled.
Isn't it? Lady K just sent me a picture of her cinnamon-covered balls. And they are, yeah, she just snapped
fabulous.
This. We don't have these out here, Lady K.
Oh, we don't.
We do not have these cinnamon taco balls.
I didn't know she had taco balls.
I didn't know she had taco balls
Which
either.
Which bathroom does she use at Target?
The Transformers. Oh my.
You know what? I'm so sick of this.
I know. I didn't even want to get into it.
You know, I've had myself a week, unfortunately, boys, but you know, we're going to mull through it. There. The one thing, Orly, that just drives me absolutely insane is the fact when I can't talk about something.
And you want to talk about it?
I do. I do. God help me. I do. There's not much I don't bring to this show. I mean, I've shared about the fact that I've pissed my pants outside my garage, that I've gotten a shot in the butt from being sick and had to drive home on one butt cheek. I've told all that. So not being able to tell something as under the advice of my legal consigliere, I can't do it. Yeah. But if you were following me on Twitter, I had to delete a couple of tweets because the problem is a lot larger than it should be. So I have to position myself for the next level. Aren't you good? Because I told the boys about it before the mics went live, and I'm dancing around it right now. But I have to position myself just in case it goes to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I can't say anything about it on this public forum because it might challenge the next level. It's a whole nother level.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if we talked about it, you wouldn't make people aren't happy either way it goes anyway. So
no, they're
can't
not.
Can't make anybody happy. With
I can't. I can't. And I'm glad you brought that up because that brings me up to social media. First, before we get to that, I know I'm skipping around. Happy Cinco de Drinco Day, everybody.
Yes.
Lip, I'm so glad you made it in sober today.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that working out for you? Because I know normally you are inebriated to the 10th degree.
Well, you know what happened what, 2 years ago?
Yeah. You started Cinco de Mayo on May 1st.
Yeah.
And you ended somewhere around what, June?
So you started Cinco de Uno?
Yeah, Cinco de Uno, and then he ended on Ocho de Nuevo.
Yeah.
Hey, you know more Spanish than me because I don't even know what you just said.
I know. Even though I threatened somebody before the show started that if they speak Spanish around me, I was going to tase him in the tits. So do you have any I know I should have. Do you have any Cinco de Mayo plans, Lip? Because you are the Cinco de Mayo aficionado.
Yeah, actually I do have some plans.
Oh boy, does it involve getting arrested and you running down Camelback Road with your pants on your head again?
No.
All right, good. Or being found in an alley passed out like you were in 2013?
No.
All right, so the plans must be pretty boring.
Yeah, the plans are go home and go to sleep.
You are so old. You were aging right before our eyes.
He's aging by the week. I feel like every show he's...
Yeah. I mean, last show, older. He just completely powered down. I mean, it was like a light switch just gone off.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was Orly that tweeted, you know, Facebook messaged everybody, you know, anybody that's planning on drinking and driving in the state of Arizona, don't. That's the one thing you should tell all your friends in California. And I know that they come to visit sometimes. Drinking and driving, getting a DUI in Arizona will ruin your life.
Yeah. Yes.
Jail time.
It's over. You're wearing pink flip-flops and pink boxers before the night is over. I guarantee you that. You will be resident in Tent City.
And it's a minimum of 10 days, right? Like,
literally.
I think you can't get out of it.
And you don't want to do it now because it's 100 degrees outside during the day and those tents don't have, it literally is a tent. There are metal poles that get hot and fabric covering the metal poles. And then there are metal bunk beds, three high with I think he said no more than 6 inches thick.
No, less than that.
Less than 6 inches.
They're like 2 inches.
2-inch mattress and a bed sheet and a pillow to boot. And that's it in Tent City.
And nasty food.
I think the mattress is like foam.
It's probably not. And then you have to realize it was foam when it first started. But then after that 400-pound dude got arrested for a DUI, he flattened it down. So now you're literally laying on paper. And you're laying on paper outside in 145-degree weather.
Frying your chorizo.
Yeah, it's over. You're done.
And eating nasty food because he gives the grossest food.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I heard green bologna.
It's something. He gives what's basically
leftover
legal, like without like getting sued or anything. He gives you the grossest thing possible that he can.
He takes it, Sheriff Joe. He takes it down to what I would equate as the borderline. He tiptoes, you know, get it, borderline. He takes it down to the borderline on inhabitable environments, including the food and the temperature and everything else. He takes it right to that line, and he stops.
Yeah.
But it is not anything. And all because you weren't smart enough to not drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, folks. Don't drink and drive. We're going to be on the roads tonight. If you're going to drink and drive in your own parking lot. Kill your own family. Don't go out killing my family and my friends. Kill your own family. Matter of fact, drink at your house. Get in your car, in your garage. Put the car in drive and drive forward. Because if you're going to kill anybody, kill the people that you love first. Then you can come out and try to catch my family. That's the way I feel about it. Don't drink and drive. We don't condone that here on this show. We never will. Don't do it. I done known too many people that then got hemmed up drinking and driving, and it literally will ruin your life here in Arizona. Drab T-shirt, the executive producer of the Junkie Show in Washington, D.C., still is reeling from the DUI arrest that he got here in Arizona back in 2004.
Jeez.
It still affects him.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I always tell people it's not worth it to yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt somebody else.
Absolutely.
It's stupid.
I mean, why? If you want your feelings to be hurt or you want to be flabbergasted by something, just post something up on Facebook. Yeah. I don't know what people want on social media anymore.
Why do you say that?
You post something up on Facebook and it's good news. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just my sucky ass friends. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm your Facebook friend. What are you trying to say?
You are, and you don't like nothing.
I don't.
You don't. You don't like anything.
I comment. I don't like. I've never liked.
Well, see, I don't post things up that are common. My Facebook page isn't even like a personal Facebook page. Somebody asked me if I have a personal Facebook page, and I normally say no, because it's all show shtick that's on the page. It's all stuff about the show. Because when I would post something up on Facebook, it gets nothing. It gets no response whatsoever. And haven't scientists said that that's like a, like some type of like, I don't know, mental problem or mental effect on people these days?
I'm picturing you sitting there like waiting for little likes.
I do.
I'm going to like it and then unlike it. Boop.
See,
get you
sucks.
Happy and then go, boop.
Damn. Yeah, yeah. And then it just shows up in my notifications that Orly liked this. And then I go and look at it. It's like, no likes. And I mean, okay, number one, I'm in internet radio. Mm-hmm. I need affirmation. I need my ego stroked every once in a while. When I post something up on social media, I'm posting for the fact that I need attention. I'm a middle child. It's very well documented on the show. I'm a middle child. I didn't get no attention when I was growing up. So that's the reason why, out of the attorney and the accountant and the business owner and the education professional that makes up my immediate family, my mother, my sisters, my brother, insurance, all of that, I'm the only son of a monkey that went into entertainment. Why? Because I'm the middle child and no one ever paid any attention to me and I need attention. So when I post something up on Facebook, yeah, I take it a little personally that it don't get no likes. Here, don't get no likes. Wow, I got my education. Here's the thing. But if I post something up there drama laden, like, oh man, this day is the day from hell. Or, oh Lord, I'm about to catch a case. Everybody come out through, they reposting it, they sharing it. It's all over everybody's wall. Everybody wants to know why, what's going on, what's happening. I'm like, but why didn't y'all celebrate the fact when I said, hey, Fat Guy Radio Show has reached over 400,000 downloads? You know what my Facebook said? keep your arm up on your cheek, Flippius, while you clearly know that none of us can hear this. That's my Facebook right there.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, something good has happened to me. The kids are graduating school and they got all straight A's. Nothing. I don't get it. What do people want on Facebook?
I like when people post, I need prayers, but I won't explain why. And then everybody right away goes, is there something that can help us? Because they want to know.
That too. And I'm going to tell you right now, pay attention to After the Levels tomorrow. There is a post that I wrote tonight that will go up tomorrow that's titled, Why Would God Intervene in a Problem You Caused? And I can tell you right now, all my religious friends, you can go ahead and click that unfriend button right now because you aren't going to like what I got to say. That's another thing that drives me crazy. Oh, I need prayer. Y'all just pray for me. Your ass ain't darkened the doorstep of a church in 17 years, and now you didn't got yourself caught up in a situation, and now you want prayers?
Well, some people will say it. They'll be like, I don't usually ask for stuff like this, or I don't talk about that.
Yeah, like right now.
But I need prayers.
Yeah, like right now, I'm praying, dear baby Jesus, please help Orly talk right into his microphone instead I'm on the side.
Well, I feel like this new way you have it set up, my hat's hitting it, and like, so I'm moving. Turning it. I'm
hey,
turning,
that's
like,
the producer's problem. You
I can't
voice
see
that over
myself.
To the producer.
I like to stare at myself in the TV, and I can't even see myself.
See, Lady K is see Lady K off the Twitter. Lady K, you normal. Lady K tweets, I don't give two F's if someone likes my stuff or not. See, I'm not normal.
We're sorry for not liking your stuff. Hey,
I'm an attention whore, Lady K. I need attention. I need attention.
Lip, reach over there and stroke his ego.
It's very small. It's a very small stroke, but you can go ahead and stroke the ego. And Lady K says, I don't like Facebook for that very reason. The moment that you don't give a crap if anyone cares or not, you'll get hundreds. That's absolutely right. I post positive stuff up. I don't go on rants. That's what I have a blog for. Maybe that's why my blog is more popular than my Facebook page.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong. You know, I heard Michael Mara say it on the show this week that this is the year of the a-hole. It is.
It's always the year of the a-hole.
It's the year of the a-hole. Maybe that's what we need to do. You know, a-holes that, you know, shush kids at the store. And then a-holes that don't like it when guys pay with food stamps. You know what I'm saying?
I may go like when you post right now live on the show.
Yeah, you can kiss my ass, Orly. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Coming down to the latter day, we got many moons that are deep in place. So I keep an eye on the shadow's mouth to see what it has to say.
Why does this sound like it should be like the opening of like a porn video or something?
It probably is.
Probably.
Yeah. Just see this video I'm watching over here.
No wonder you're always quiet during the show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mother's Day. For all you that don't know, this coming Sunday, so time is winding up. If you got a mother out there, you're going to need a gift, and Amazon's Mother's Day deals are exactly what the doctor ordered. Everything from flowers to tech, hair care to housewares. If you think of it, Amazon's got it. But say you can't come up with anything to get your dear old mother, this is where Amazon steps in and offers you a Mother's Day deals that selects some of the top gifts. Just browse the gift ideas section. Amazon will have all the latest gift ideas from A to Z. You can't miss it. Get your mother something special for Mother's Day this coming Sunday. And fathers, don't forget your wife is a mother too. So no matter what the occasion, Amazon has what you need, and you can get it through the Amazon banners on FatGuyRadioShow.com or through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo. Amazon, the number one way we power this show. And guys, even if your girl is expecting her first baby, if the baby is in there, it was your seed that put it in there. So she's a mother by proxy. You don't have to wait till the baby. No, if the baby's in there and she's showing that she ain't giving it up no more because her cooter cat hurts, it's mother. Oh. So get her a Mother's Day gift and get it through the Amazon banners on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Well, welcome back to the show. I'm sorry I had to go to that shop, but I had to get it out of the way. All right, Orly, you were talking about something before the show that some old lady did something to your kid at Coco's or Costco or Costco. Something like that. what the hell happened?
You know, the hell happened?
Old ladies love to show out in the store.
See, well, what had happened.
What had happened was.
We was in line.
You was lying?
We was lying.
There was lying lip.
No, we were in line.
They were lying lip.
There's this little old lady.
Lying about what?
That a boy.
No, there's
sometimes it's like swimming through gravy on this show. It's like swimming upstream through gravy. All right,
thick
Lord.
Thick gravy.
Thick gravy. Tell your story, Orly. I'll be over
here.
So
we're in Costco swimming through gravy.
Yeah.
No, we're in Costco out in California.
Oh.
It was, yeah, I think it's a California thing. These angry California people.
Knows how to party.
And we're patiently waiting in line behind this old dirty hag.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Ain't nothing worse. Was she funky?
Oh, she was funky.
Did she have the funky monkey?
She had the funky monkey hanging all out.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, it was hanging out?
We were waiting there patiently.
That's not right.
As
that's not
she
right.
was writing a check.
Who writes a check?
Exactly.
She didn't have no debit card?
I guess not. And I kid you not, it was about 2 minutes. She's, I guess, under pressure, you know, she's filling it out. And I'm thinking, there ain't that many lines on a check. I don't know what's taking her so long.
Maybe she didn't know how to spell 40 or 90.
No, I don't know.
Oh, wait, she was at Walmart or Costco?
Costco.
Okay, so she should have been writing a check for what, $12.37 for her cartoon-sized vat of ketchup.
Shoot, probably $400, man. Everybody drops at least $400, $500
That's
in that place.
That's ridiculous, man.
So she's writing her check, and my son starts to...
Not to interrupt, but what racial ethnicity would she have checkmarked on her application for her disability check?
White.
She was Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah.
She was you.
She was me.
So she probably didn't like the fact that my son was a little Mexican.
Your son is
3-year-old.
He's 3 and he's Mexican and they're known to make noise.
They are.
They are.
No, he was just being a normal kid. Wasn't being bad. Yeah. Wasn't crying. He was singing. I think he was singing Jingle Bells, which he always sings.
It's not Christmas.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
He doesn't care.
That's fine with me.
So he's singing along and she keeps looking back as she writes her check.
Mm-hmm.
Looks back again, starts to write again. And I could tell the cashier was even getting upset. Like, hurry the hell up.
So she's delaying the line because she's looking back at Minnie Orly?
Yeah. And she kind of like, I didn't even think she was getting mad. And all of a sudden she goes, shh.
Who? What? hold on. What? She did what?
Shh.
To who?
Shh. Oh, to him. I didn't really.
Shushed.
She shushed him. She's just.
Who the hell does she think she is?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Just because what? Her mind couldn't work to write out 400 on a check because the little kid was making, he was singing Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Kid got the Christmas spirit in his heart. Let him sing.
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
Well, I heard it, but I really didn't.
You punked out.
I didn't really hear it. Like, I heard it, but I really didn't register what she was saying, you know? And then
did she do it?
Well, she like, shh, and she looked, and then I kind of looked at her, and I saw her kind of smile, so I'm like, is she serious or is she not serious? And then I asked my father-in-law and my wife, I was like, did she tell them? I think they were in shock. They were like, yeah, I think she shushed them, and I was like, and then she kind of took off, like, right away. So I don't know if she was, I think she was serious, because she looked kind of annoyed. She kind of gave a smile, maybe, like,
to kind of diffuse it.
Yeah.
That little a-hole smile that people do. You know the a-hole smile that people do, like, shut the hell up!
Yeah.
You know, kind of like just to diffuse the situation, knowing that they didn't say something that's going to spark up somebody. So she tried to diffuse it, and then she beat cheeks on her little scooter right out of the Costco there where she had to show her receipt at the door.
And I was all fired up after the fact, you know.
Oh, so you got mad after.
All tough after, you know?
Why didn't you chase that old hag to her car and beat her ass?
I know.
You should have given her a whomp across the face for every shh, every H and shh. That's what I would have did.
And then the cashier after was like, I can't believe she just did that. And I was like.
So the cashier even knew.
Yeah.
So the old lady was sitting there trying to write F-O-U-R-H-U-N, dread. And she couldn't do it because little Orly was over there celebrating Christmas in May or in April or whenever the hell you were there.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you ever see the lady ever again?
No.
Was she wearing a muumuu?
She wasn't. She was wearing, I don't know what she was wearing.
Were you in one of those entitled areas of California where people just think that it's all about them?
It was just a normal part of town. Nothing fancy, nothing.
What's normal, though, is California.
Yeah, I guess it was a little nice area.
Yeah, it was a little nice area. So she was probably one of those. Did she probably drove away in her Jaguar?
Probably.
And jumped on the 5 and did, you know, 110 and the 65, which is pretty much normal in California. You get on the 5 and you drive less than 110, you're going slow.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta book it on the 5. Oh yeah. I love driving the 5.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cinco?
Yeah. So did your wife say anything about it?
No, I think everybody was just in shock. Like I said, I would have said something. I mean I respect my elders unless they're rude to me. That gives them no reason to be rude to a little kid or
yeah.
And I hear kids sometimes in the store and I talk behind their back like, man, that kid's bratty. They need to quiet down their kid, but I would never
I would never shush another person's kid. I would just extricate myself from the kids surrounding. Because other people's kids drive me insane. They do. They drive me absolutely 100% insane. But sometimes when you're in the store, things can go the opposite direction. You know, where it's someone that's not at the cashier line that's actually causing the person there some problems. And it was that viral video that came out earlier this week, I believe, about the lady in the Walmart, the customer in the Walmart filmed. Someone taped her, because everybody's got cell phones these days.
Yep.
Someone taped her berating a guy for using food stamps at the Walmart. Now, I understand how this can happen. And I'm not a very patient person. One, like I said before, I extricate myself and I avoid possible situations that would cause me to do what this lady did. So I don't go to Walmart. If I do, it's in the middle of the night and I put on my blonde wig and my my red pumps and I walk in there and
make a little bit of money in the corner.
And make a little money on the corner, shimmy in the shake and shank when I shiv. And then I'll go in Walmart.
Light switch goes up?
Yep. Light switch goes down. And I go into the store, I do what I got to do, and I beat cheeks out of here. Now, this story started trending because a woman shopping at Walmart was filmed berating a fellow customer for using food stamps to buy groceries for his family, according to the Huffington Post.
Yep. And it was white on white crime. She was white. He was white.
Now, see, I kind of assume this. Orly, when you brought this up, I automatically assumed that it was little D. I automatically assumed that it was little D that was caught. It was a little D colored person. But nah, this is white people. And now my heart's a little hurt. I was going to take a little different angle to this because I'm not patient when it comes to grocery store lines. I hate going to grocery store. That's why I love Amazon grocery. Them groceries come right to my front door. I love it. I use Amazon grocery damn near every day. Through fatguyradioshow.com.
Nice.
But this lady is pretty much berating. The people that are seen in the video haven't stepped forward with further information, so this point little is known about what led up to the altercation and where it was filmed. There is also a possibility that the video could have been staged. Of course.
Yeah, true.
Of course. What was your reaction to this, Orly? Instead of you sitting over there just staring at me in my face, what was your reaction to this story?
I mean, I think she was a bitch of the year for a candidate for you know what I mean? I guess you never know somebody's situation. I could see if he was doing something wrong to make her mad, but if he was just, you know, he had his little kid with him. If he was just like, hey, you know, like, I don't just mind his own business, not working at this time for some reason and needed a little help and was using it. You know what I mean? He didn't need to be embarrassed or you know what I mean, bashed like that.
At the top of the video, she says, you can hear her saying, he should work harder so he doesn't have to rely on public assistance.
Yeah, I mean, there's always jobs out there, but then you never know. I mean, you don't know a situation. You know what I mean?
People hit hard times, but you know what? A lot of that probably has to do with the. You know, I'm gonna blame Walmart because our Walmart.
Are you a Walmart hater?
Yes, Walmart checkers are the worst. They are so slow, and I mean, the bags. You know the reason why they have the little spinny baggy carousel thing. So that they don't have to work. You know, back in the day, they would just have one little thing of bags there, and they'd be able to throw a little, you know, groceries right in the bag, and boom, you're off. They got to put them on a carousel now so that they got more bags so that they can put. I've gone to Walmart, dude, and I bought a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread and an onion, and the onion ends up in one bag all by itself. That's a waste, number one.
all that plastic for one. If the Walmart person would have been maybe moving a little faster, maybe this guy wouldn't have taken so long with his food or stamps.
Maybe. That's but no, like you're right, though, because most grocery stores, they used to bag it for you and then give you the bag.
Exactly.
They don't have to do that anymore. They bag it and then they spin it to you.
They spin it to you. So they put like one thing in every bag. And if you don't grab it in time where the bag makes full rotation, they take the bag off, put it on top of the spinny thingy just to open up a new bag.
But I got it. But I used to work there, so I got to give you a little on why they do some of that sometimes. For instance, if you had an onion. Let's say you bought an onion and you bought some Windex.
From Lady K's Cryogram Wagon. Because I was at Walmart buying wagons, buying onions so that I could participate in Lady K's Cryogram Wagon. She going to write you a message right on that onion. She going to mail it to you right straight away. All you got to do, you want an onion that says Jingle Bells in the middle of April? She going to send you an onion Jingle Bell middle of April. You just got to get you a All right, I'm sorry. I had to get that.
No, so if you get an onion and a Windex.
Been a while we haven't done that.
They're supposed to separate it.
I think I had a heart attack. An onion and Windex are supposed to separate
it. Yeah, because you don't want a chemical with your food. So, right. So I'm sticking up about that a little bit.
But, okay, so when I bought a loaf of bread and an onion, why the hell did they end up
because they didn't want you to smash your bread. A lot of people don't want their bread smashed.
It's an onion.
Doesn't matter.
Or maybe they didn't want you to have onion bread.
Oh, hi, Lip. When'd you get here?
Yeah, and onion does seep, you know, onion, the smell of onion could get into
something. But the onion is in the little produce bag.
Doesn't matter. They were doing you a favor, and now you're complaining.
I am complaining because it makes them slow.
They are slow, though.
And when I go into Walmart, the few times that I do, I never have ever used the Walmart basket. The push basket, I get the little handheld because I'm not in there to get a whole lot of stuff. I'm not. I'm going to get everything I need.
They have those?
Yeah, and that's another thing. Why are the little hand baskets in the Walmart not next to the dough? You know where they are?
Where?
Over by the checkout stand.
It's because people leave them there, probably.
Somebody is that lazy. Get that little 400-year-old door greeter to take them damn baskets over to where the regular baskets are. You know what happens when I walk into Fry's Marketplace? Them baskets are sitting right there. When I walk into Bash's, them baskets are sitting right there. The few times that I still go. But now, I don't. I got it all right here in my phone. Boom, bam, Amazon. You want me to? I will order some ice cream right now, and it'll be there at my door before I get home.
See, I like interaction, so I like to go out to into the public.
Melted ice cream.
No, when you get that interaction, you got people shushing your Jingle Bell singing son. That's the interactions that you're looking for.
That wouldn't happen at Walmart.
It would happen at Walmart. Exactly, it would happen at Walmart.
Because all the kids are doing Jingle Bells there.
This story is pretty interesting, and it started trimming. But then again, you know, it gets into that whole idea where people are starting to write this stuff up just to see if they could make it go viral. Every time I see a video like this, the only thing that I can think back to, Orly, is the Jimmy Kimmel bit of the twerking. Was that Jimmy Kimmel with the twerking girl?
Oh, yeah, where he set it up.
Where he set it up and it went viral because the girl was twerking up and then she fell on the little coffee table and it caught the room on fire.
I think that was
ever since then, man, I have a hard time believing any of these viral videos.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff where I'll go in the comments myself and be like, fake, and then people get mad. Well, even if it is fake, still good. I'm like,
you dive into the world of the internet comment maker.
I always do it.
It is.
My wife goes, why do you do that? Why do you mess with people?
Is that like, not a dark place to go?
It's fun. It is so fun.
It's a dark world, though, man. Big O and Dukes has this new segment on their show that they do quite often called First Comment.
Uh-huh.
Because the first comment is always something way far outlandish, just out there rude or mean.
You know people, why, though, right?
People that, do you know how many comments my guys on After the Levels have to delete and moderate out because they start cursing and they start throwing racial slurs? I had to record a freaking disclosure to go on my blog because there was this race war that broke out over somebody calling someone ghetto.
Wow.
Somebody called someone ghetto in the comments on After the Levels, and it struck such a firestorm, over 100 and so comments of people just attacking and berating that one person. And then they start going back and forth, and then they start nitpicking. And then they're all anonymous. You know, you don't have to sign in to post a comment on After the Levels. The world of internet commenters is a very weird place.
It's fun. And the ones always bashing people usually too, or not necessarily bashing, the ones that always want to say something racist or something crazy like that.
Yeah, they want to have some type of racial undertone.
Their profile picture is usually like a kitten or it's never them. I'm like, oh yeah, because you're high. It's usually some
or the
coward
or the Confederate flag.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Or what I love here, a beach scene.
And people get like crazy. I just saw one today. I had to bring it up. People get they go deep. Like there was one of the news stations around here was giving away Disneyland tickets and mentioned something like, why would you want to go to Disneyland? And one guy wrote and posted a picture of, I think he was kind of pulling the card, but yeah. He posted a picture of his child that had some special problems.
Playing the child's card.
And he said, I would love to take my daughter because she loves princesses and so on, so on. And somebody straight out said, well, why don't you save the money instead of going to Coyote games and Diamondback baseball games. So they went into his profile and were looking at his other pictures and saw that he was at these other.
So they went digging yeah. to call him out.
People are hardcore. Wow. I thought it was hilarious. And he said, I don't have to explain myself to you.
That there is dirty. So, number one, folks, Coyote tickets are not that expensive. They're giving those things away. They're not that expensive. So, you know, I can afford to go to a Coyote game if I knew, you know, what is it, hockey or soccer?
Yeah.
What was the team? I don't know what they do. But it's true. When it comes to the world of the internet commenter, man, I live in it daily. I see the emails. I see the comments from people all the time on After the Levels about just stuff. I mean, we delete. Literally, I would say we have to moderate out at least 40% of the comments that go up on After the Levels, because it's, if I post something up there that's controversy, immediately I'm a fat N-word. I'm an a-hole. I don't know what I'm doing. We get hate. It's one of the reasons why also we cut the ability to make comments off on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You used to be able to comment on each show post. We had to turn those off.
Yeah, because you have to spend all the time being comment commander and delete and stuff.
And you know what? Our Fat Guy Radio Show is not that place. After the Levels is there for you to comment on, but not Fat Guy Radio Show. And it was just the worst comments when we first started, and that probably explains a lot today. But it is what it is. But the world of the internet commenter is almost as dark and scary as the world of the internet. What is it? Soundboard or what is it? The little groups that you can go in and what is it called, when
a chat room?
Not chat rooms. When someone can post a question and then people can give their answers.
Oh, like a message, like
forums.
A forum.
The internet forums is about as dark as a world as internet comment section. So I'd stay out of both of those worlds. Besides, I don't know what they want on social media and internet anyway. So it doesn't matter. All right, on the other side of this break, where are we at?
Second break.
This is five.
Second music break.
Oh, Halo? We're at Halo, right?
Yeah.
Who did Amazon? All right, folks. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and I will figure out where the hell I am. All right. We're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, folks. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. One place where we don't mind how much time you spend in line. Ordering your Halo 6. Folks, I tell you about it every week, and yet I still see so many of you guys not having electronic cigarettes. And even though today the federal health board or whatever the hell it is, Washington, and got their hands into the e-cig game today, don't let those provisions and those laws scare you off. They're just trying to make it a little safer for the young kids, and they're just trying to regulate it. And unfortunately, I'm a little fearful of it myself, but one thing that I can guarantee you about all this new federal regulation that's come down, Halo 6 has been at the forefront of it. I'm going to pull the curtain back a little bit. Can I pull the curtain back just a little bit here, Lip?
Pull it back.
Of course.
All right. Halo 6 and I have been in communication, and they were anticipating these registrations, these regulations to come down, mind you. That's one of the reasons why when you get their e-liquid, it's got the child safety cap on it. It's clearly marked, the warnings that they were all mandating, all of this stuff that the regulations just released today, Halo 6 has already been in front of the whole entire time. Halo 6 makes you verify that you're over the age of 18 unless you're in California now, because California's smoking age is 21. Halo 6 foresaw all of this coming down. So you don't have to shy away from, oh, wait, I got to give Halo 6 time to adjust. They were already in front of it before it even happened. That's how Halo 6 is making sure that your vaping experience is top notch. I'm not BSing you about this. I was a little trepidatious about when the news dropped today about the new regulations, because I don't like it when our federal government gets their hands in something, but they see that it is a growing industry and they want their part of it. They want their piece of the pie. Halo 6 is already prepared. So if you don't want to try and you see a lot of electronic cigarettes coming off the shelf because they don't have those new regulations, that's because they weren't ahead of the game like Halo 6 was. So find out what I've been telling you about. Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click on the Halo 6 banner. They make the switch easy and they are ready for you. Already federally regulated to provide you electronic cigarettes under the new federal regulations and mandate. They don't have to wait the 90 days. They don't have to wait the 2 years to roll everything out. They've already done it. That's Halo 6, a leading the e-cig industry. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. All right, Orly, why the hell are you bouncing?
I was bouncing some Beyonce.
That was Beyonce?
Beyonce.
That was Beyonce? Hello. Mother's Day is Sunday, right, boys?
Yep. Yeah.
Doing anything special for your mothers?
I can't say because they're listening.
Ah, okay. Well, blink twice if, hold on, let me go off of your camera shot here. Let's see here. All right, we'll do this. All right, Orly. Blink twice. Blink twice if you have something planned for your mother.
He did not blink twice.
Philippians, blink 14 times.
All right, Corey, blink 50,000 times.
I don't have a damn thing planned for my mother. My mother don't listen to the show. I banned her, remember?
She still listens.
Yeah, my mom doesn't listen. I think my wife's listening.
Screwed up Mother's Day, though.
What'd you do?
Actually, Mother's Day got in my way, quite honestly. I tweeted this out on Twitter. You can follow me at it, Corey Blaze, if you like. I actually tweeted this out. I think it was earlier this week. It was last night. Guess who's missing his children right now? This guy, sad face. Big weekend plans, but Mother's Day is ruining it for me. Number one, I got a text message or an email from Enterprise Rental Car. They're not a sponsor on the show. They should be, and they're not because they're the only place I rent cars. Chop that up and send it to them. Enterprise Rental Car sends me an email, says, hey, we have a special running this weekend for our VIP members like yourself. Book a car. So I go, bloop. I tap, moved, and shook, went right over to my old Enterprise app there. Ooh. And booked a car for the weekend. I'm like, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gonna get the little guy, stealing from his mama. And we're gonna beat cheeks out of town somewhere, some way. I don't know how, but we're gonna go somewhere that's not gonna be Phoenix. It's supposed to be 77 degrees again this weekend. Arizona's going to his bipolar session in the car. It was 100 degrees yesterday, 99 degrees today. It's going to be 77 on Saturday, and there's going to be 100 degrees again on Wednesday, and then we're all going to have the flu on Thursday. That's just the way that it happens this time of year. So I'm planning. I'm excited. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're going to go. We're going to go here. We're going to drive 90 minutes outside of the city to get a shake. Why? Because Enterprise got a deal on rental cars. I got 2 1.5 perfectly good cars. Right, Lip?
Yeah.
1.5 perfectly good cars in my garage.
Garage?
In my garage. I got 1.5 perfectly sound running automobiles in my garage. Any one of them vehicles could make it to where I want to go for a little weekend excursion.
But you thought you would support Enterprise.
But I thought I'd throw some money. I thought I'd stimulate the economy, Orly. That's what I want to do. Stimulate the economy. Can't stimulate nothing else, but I stimulate the economy. So I'm going to rent a car. Now, the weekend, it's going to cost me change back on a $60 bill. That's how great the special is.
$60
bill. And it's a full-size vehicle because, you know, I need room. Mm-hmm. $60 change back on a $60 bill for the Enterprise rental. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I, you know, open up my old Magic Vagina phone here, and I start text messaging AJ's mom. I'm like, hey, you got any plans for AJ this weekend? Yeah, all right. Well, I want to go over and, you know, I want to grab him on Saturday, or I can get him Friday night. Just did that. We'll swing by the studio so he can do his Little Fella Radio season 4 drops, and then boom, bam, we will be on our way into the beautiful Enterprise rental car. Hopefully it doesn't smell like feet, and we will skyrocket off into the sunset and just have some excursion. We might even go into your neck of the woods, or at least San Diego, California, just to put our toe in the ocean. We've done that before.
Ooh.
We've done it before. Why not? It's unlimited miles. All
go.
This spurred from the fact that Enterprise has got a special for a weekend rental. Mm. Then she texts me back, and I'll go to this. Oh, wrong one. That sounds really cool, though. We haven't heard that one in a while. Then she texts me back, and I read the text message, and it's Mother's Day, fool. I was like, oh. So.
Take her along.
I'm sorry. That was completely visual.
You do that face, yeah. I've never seen that face from you.
That was a visceral reaction right there, dude. That was not planned. That was 100% natural.
I thought you were having a seizure.
So she says, it's Mother's Day, fool. So I'm starting to like, oh, man, I didn't make all these plans. I didn't book this car. I didn't done all this. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm jumping up and down. I'm bouncing. My man boobies are punching me under the chin. I mean, it's an excitable moment.
It was like all these happy thoughts were going, and then they were like rewinding, going backwards.
Damn it. You know, I was like, well, so she was kind enough. She was kind enough to say, okay, we'll move some of our Saturday. Cause she was going to make a whole weekend of it. Her mom. Okay. Him there, blah, blah, blah. She's going to make a whole weekend of it.
All
you know?
The mothers?
All the mothers. All the mothers and they mothers. Mm. So she's going to move it around so that we're still going to hit beat cheeks. I just won't get time because I'll tell you this, and I know we're up on a break. When I have like really bad weeks like I've had this past week, I mean, just absolutely exasperated both mentally and physically this entire week. And I'm fighting to make it through this show right now, but I'm doing a pretty damn good job.
If we cared, we would ask what happened, but go ahead.
You guys already know what happened because I talked about it before the show, and you're right. You don't care, Orly. I have to spend time with the kids. Mm-hmm. I have to get one of them in Snug-a-Bug, and I'm running out of Snug-a-Bug time because they're getting older. They're getting hairy and opinionated, and they don't want to Snug-a-Bug much anymore. Sydney, Snug-a-Bug with her until she's 400 years old, but she's a girl. But I can't snug a bug with any of the other one. The other one is big and hairy. He's 19. I can barely get a handshake out of him. AJ is going to be 16 next month. My baby's 16. I was telling y'all earlier before the pre-show meeting, I remember putting him on my shoulders, hoping that he didn't pee on my neck.
Try it now.
No, because he will pee on my neck.
On purpose.
I'll do it now. But so all in all, Mother's Day did kind of get in the way. And then I thought to myself, I said, huh? Corey, your fat ass forgot about your mama. I ain't planned nothing for my mama.
Wow.
Nothing.
You still got 3 days.
You know what I got? I got fatguyradioshow.com /Amazon, and that's going to fix it right there.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to do, because I'm going to send her some chocolates through Amazon. It'll show up. She won't eat the chocolates because she's a health freak.
Have her get the Bravo Tipper Pay and send her a little tip.
That's what I should have did. I should just send her a tip, $1, right through Bravo Tipper Pay. Here, Mom, here's your tip. Remember all that money I owe you growing up, college? Here's $1. All right, folks. Listen to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be back with... Bitch of the Year nominations. We got to get to that first. All right, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio. All right, folks, this portion of the show is brought to you by Audible Trial, audible.com. Free 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free as well through the banner on fatguyradioshow.com, or you can go directly from any mobile device at audibletrial.com/FGRS. We tell you about it all the time, folks. Audible is a great partner of Amazon, and they are part of Fat Guy Radio Show. So the summer months are coming up, and you're going to have a lot of the kids spending time. I can tell you right now, I'm going to have my Audible app open, And me and Little Fella are going to listen to the complete story of the original Jungle Book on Audible. Mm-hmm. So we're going to listen to that while we're driving for 90 minutes. We won't get through the whole book, but that'd just give us something else to save and bookmark for our next road trip. So check it out at audibletrial.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you may find something that you'll like. I guarantee you that. And here's the thing. Try it for 30 days. If you don't like it, cancel it. Go on your way. Go back to going to the bookstore if you can find one anywhere in your city, because they don't exist anymore. Everything's on Audible. Get it on Audible. It's an Amazon company. And here's another thing. You can use your Amazon Prime account at Audible. And it works through your Kindle app as well. Mm. Amazon owns the world. Audible's part of their world.
No late fees.
And they won't lock the door on you for 40 cents.
I still haven't paid it.
I know you haven't. audibletrial.com/FGRS. All right, boys, let's dive right into it because we didn't get to it in the last show. So let's get to it now, ladies and gentlemen. The second segment that's sweeping the nation, Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Edible Arrangement. I did give her that 1 year, Lady K. And something happened to the Ustream. All right, there we go. We're back. Sorry about that, folks. I did give her Edible Arrangements. Lady K suggested she would love that. She did like it, but then she ate like one piece of fruit and then gave the rest of it away to the neighbors.
Yeah. What was that stuff we got here last time?
The chocolate dipped strawberries.
Yeah, and it was like cheesecakes.
What was that? Sherry's Berries.
Yeah.
Sherry's Berries. That's very expensive, too, I would imagine. I looked at some of those prices, too, because I was going to get them for a friend of mine. Way too expensive. the Gavin girl sent an arrangement from Edible Arrangements to Gavin DeGraw. That's pretty cool. Hey, Gav girls. You know what? I got to give a shout out to the Gav girls real quick before we get into the Bitch of the Year. Gav girls have been coming strong on Twitter. Love them so much. Love my Gavin girls. All right, Bitch of the Year nominee. Our first nominee is Kelsey McCurdy, 24, of Nashville, Tennessee. Had an audition in downtown Nashville on Sunday, probably the Sunday before last Sunday. While Kelsey was auditioning, people outside the club called Nashville police because Kelsey left her 9-month-old child in the car while she auditioned to become a stripper.
Wow.
Police estimate the inside of the car was about 100 degrees, while outside of the car was only 73 degrees. Kelsey has been arrested, and the baby girl is in child services custody.
She was going to do it. She could at least left them on the curb.
Something.
At least it was 73.
It was 73, or maybe just took the baby into a little smoke-filled, ta-ta-shaking tavern where she was trying. I bet you she probably was nasty anyway.
She's probably trying to change. I bet she would have said, I'm trying to do it for him.
Yeah, I ain't seen one good-looking stripper. Ain't seen one good-looking stripper in my life. So that's Kelsey McCurdy. She is this week's Bitch of the Year nominee.
Bitch.
I'm losing track of stuff on Facebook. So can we try to shoehorn it in?
I think so.
Maybe. All right, let's try it. Trailer talk.
I felt lost for a second, huh?
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Trailer Talk. We review the trailers because the trailers are free. And this week's trailer is one that we've never done before. The Do-Over on Netflix.
Netflix original.
Orly coming with the creative. The Do-Over is a story of two down on their luck guys decide to take their faith, decide to fake their own deaths and start over with new identities. This movie stars
David Spade.
Adam Sandler. Boo.
I should have said Adam Sandler and the same crew that he has for all his other movies.
Yeah. It's Adam Sadler.
I did this on purpose.
Yeah, you did. I know. You're setting me up. Lip, what was your take on the trailer? Did you have a chance to see the Do-Over?
I seen it half a time.
Half a time.
Yeah.
Very good, Lip, as I lip smack right into the microphone. That's disgusting.
What I did
man
see
full of words.
Was looks okay.
Looks okay.
The nice thing is you don't have to pay for it. It's on Netflix.
Off the Twitter, we can run over a little bit. We don't mind. That's what everybody is saying on Twitter. No, we can't. Not according to our contract with our MP3 hosting. So you kind of saw it and you kind of liked it.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it on Netflix because it's free.
You don't have Netflix. All right.
That's all yours.
Back to sleep you go. All right, Orly, what did you think of the do-over with your two favorite favorite friends?
I do like David Spade, so I'm definitely going to watch it.
Why do you like David Spade?
He's funny.
Come on. What was that movie?
You know
played?
Where
Joe Dirt.
You know where he's from,
classic.
Right?
David
he's
Spade.
From Scottsdale.
He's from Scottsdale. Yeah. You just heard
he was
Luke
awesome on Saturday Night Live.
Okay, yeah, but he was on Saturday Night Live, what, 20 years ago removed? He was funny 20 years ago. Same thing with his co-star. But go ahead and get
he's
to your
still
review.
Funny now.
Go ahead and get your review. I'm foreshadowing.
I mean, it's got some of the. I just unplugged his headphones. It's got some of the basic, you know,
punching equipment and unplugging his headphones.
Bad guys. The story trying to catch the good guys, but it looks funny. Yep. Basically, fakes like I said, fakes his death. Adam Sandler, his old buddy, he reunites with at a reunion. Basically helps him kind of fix his life. Was going to try to help him fix his life because he's living this crappy life working in a bank and a grocery store.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny because, I don't know, just the way the lady comes up to him and asks him, excuse me, where's the whatever? And
she's a Mexican. She's probably like kind of tortillas.
Weird. Yeah, I wonder if she's going to pay with her food stamps. I watched it as well. And number one, I don't like old David Spade. I love young David Spade. I don't like old David Spade. Adam Sandler, okay, here's the thing. This is what I wrote down. It's another geek jock storyline movie. Geek meets the jock. Jock tries to save the geek. But there's a twist. And I was ready to check out on this trailer right when I saw that developing. But then the fake death thing had me in. I actually want to see this movie. It had me in with the whole fake because I didn't real. It twisted it. It
Isn't
threw
that something
it.
You've been wanting to do.
I have always wanted to fake my death. Here, because you get more famous after you're dead. Here's the thing.
You'll get more likes.
Yeah. Dead likes.
Death likes. Yeah.
Death likes is what I did. I think Roy just stole the title of the show again. Here's the thing. I was ready to check out because it was another geek meets jock storyline. Didn't we just have that with The Rock and the little Miglet?
Oh yeah.
Didn't we just have that
Kevin
geek?
Hart?
Meets jock again. I was like, here we go again, geek meets jock. But then it turns out the twist is they're both horrible life geeks.
Yeah.
And they have to stage their own death. Here's the thing though, Adam Sandler and David Spade, if you close your eyes and listen to them, you see that 20 year ago David Spade and Adam Sandler. You envision them. But when you look at them, there's these old decrepit men that sound young, and that for some reason is disturbing to me. It's disturbing. But you know what? When this one is released on Netflix, I'm actually going to check it out.
Awesome. When does it release?
I don't know.
Did it say?
No. Should be soon.
It probably did, but it didn't say. But
we could have a movie night and watch it here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Lady K likes the tri-cam format the whole show.
The what?
Oh. She likes all of our three big faces up there.
Hello, Lady K.
Lady K, but I like.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, sorry, Orly. All right, try to do it again.
Jeez, give yourself. I was going to give her a thumbs up, but I couldn't find my camera.
She likes the little third. One last thing before we get out of here. That little boy out in Mesa, Arizona, that flashed his dong head. Okay, number one, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. It's the tip. He just stuck the tip out. Okay. It's not even something you can see because you know anytime that there's a wiener flash on the internet, I'm searching for it, right? You know?
Of course.
I mean, I was blowing up the browser just looking for it. You know what I'm saying? It's not even something that you can even tell unless you have the actual book. This boy is a high schooler who, if it's not in a photo that he's showing his wiener, he done showed his wiener at least 1,400 other times in the last 6 months of his high school life. He's a football player. He's on the football team. This hack BS about bringing him up on 69 charges of indecent exposure and all this other stuff. I can tell you why all this came down. Some
Mom.
Fat, non-sexed housefrau Yenta got hold of that book, felt a little stirring down in a place that her husband ain't been in 10 years. She didn't like that. She's like, I remember when I used to be young and virile and could do little crazy shenanigan things like that. So she reached out. You know what? This picture was taken 4 months ago. And it's just, and they just barely coming up about it. Here's the second layer of idiocy that should also have this kid walk. Who the hell published the book? You know, when you do a yearbook, at least they did in my high school, when you do a yearbook, you got the proofreaders of the proofreaders of the proofreaders, and then you got the publisher that goes through and makes sure everything's spelled right, make sure that all the pictures are appropriate, make sure the pictures are in color. Who let this picture slide through to the point where it was duplicated 400 times? Mm-hmm. Where is that lady? Okay, so you got the lady that felt something move in her vagina that hasn't moved in for so long. And then you got the other lady that saw the picture and was jealous because her little fat frumpy son don't have what that little football player has. So then they decide to bring the kid up on charges. The most stupid situation ever. High school kids do high school things like this. It was in the shadow and it was just the tip. He didn't drop his pants down. And why are you all up in arms? All you got to do is just Google search penis flash. Hell, you ain't even got to Google search penis flash. Just type in the word flash in the Google search, and I guarantee you have a donger in the eye. Two, House Frau Yentas felt something stirring in their nether regions, and that's what caused them to file this complaint.
They need to open up a dingling department.
They need to open up a dingling department, and nobody will be upset about the fact that some young 18-year-old senior flashed his mushroom tip. That's all it was. All you can see is a little pinhole in the shadows. That's it. You got to have a magnifying glass like when you look for my pinhole. You flash your wiener anytime you want, dude. You know my rule, Orly. If you skinny and in good shape, you shouldn't be brought up on any indecent exposures. Because you know what? The more skinny people that show their bodies, there'll be less fat people because then we'll all want to look for them unless you go on The Biggest Loser and then they just break your whole body and you gain all the weight back anyway by the time you leave because they messed up your metabolism. But you know, I'm not going to get into that. You want to read more about that? That's on After the Levels. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Sorry, Lady K, we couldn't go over. But we tried. Am I early? Where am I at on time? Oh, crap. It's over. All right, folks. Today's show is brought to you by the Bravo Tip or Pay app. Please download it at trybravo.com or fatguyradioshow.com. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And remember, the video portion of the show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. If you have a business, product, or event, advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradionetwork.com for affordable and customizable rates. Spots are available now. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog, just an extension of this show. Now featuring weekly emails. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And Orly.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And before they shush your kid in the Walmart, look at them and say they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Death-like.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/halocigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.